Now let's talk about the Devonian. The Devonian period stretched from about 417 million years ago to 354 million years ago, often known as the Age of the Fishes. At this point in time, the high sea levels and the climate was warm. And when we think about the land, there was two supercontinents. Between them, there was this vast ocean which covered much of the globe. And it might have been that at the end of this, or it was at the end of this, there was a mass extinction. Perhaps it was due to large-scale volcanic activity, or maybe it was due to an impact of a meteorite. But it looks as if for tens of thousands or even millions of years, lava covered hundreds of thousands of kilometers. And so when we think about life and what was going on and evolution, again, we start off by thinking about the oceans, those lovely warm oceans and the fishes. There were lots and lots of jawless fishes around at the start of this period. And of course, the placoderms, the fierce predators and other jawed fishes. By the end of the Devonian, the ostracoderms were pretty much extinct, and it could well be that it was due to the evolution of the jawed fish, that they were just much more fearsome as predators and much more active. And at the end of this period, plants and animals expanded into new ecosystems. The colonization of the land was occurring. There were small plants on land. There were invertebrates, terrestrial arthropods, and the first tetrapods. So again, when we think of evolution and we think of structure related to function, this is going to be a really, really important time, because evolving from a Saccharoctigian, a lobed finned fish, we've now got the first limbed creatures. And the earliest known tetrapods are known from fossil examples such as Acanthostega and Ichthyostega. And they certainly weren't able to move around very well on land. And you might have thought breathing would have been a major problem, but no, the bony fishes actually already had lungs. And so breathing on land wasn't a problem. It was more moving around without the support of the water. So we definitely don't see them as sort of running around or anything like that on the land. They had more paddle-like limbs. They were more suited for swimming than walking. They had internal gills and lungs. But they were adapting to the final transition from water to land. And they were somewhat fishy looking in their appearance. Their heads were, I suppose, somewhat fishy, with, you know, still pretty amphibian-like bodies. So Devonian, age of the fishes, but a major evolutionary advantage or advance that took place. And that was the movement onto the land, the first tetrapods.